and welcome to A Drummer's Guide To, the podcast all about the things that it takes to be a professional musician aside from actually playing your instrument. So, full disclosure up front, I'm so sorry that I didn't put up an episode last week. Basically, I caught this bug that's going around, this coldy fluey bug, which arguably I'm still sort of getting over. I feel so much better than I did, but if I end up coughing or sniffling, I apologise. I hope it doesn't offend you too much. I may edit out those moments, but at the same time, I quite like the rawness of me just being me with you, so I probably won't, let's face it. But anyway, how are you? I hope that you're keeping well. So I figured, what with being unwell the last sort of 4 or 5 days and being forced to stop, I thought I would address the subject of rest. By the way, the sun has just come out and it is completely blinding me right now. So if you're watching this, it probably looks a little bit strange. I'm sure that the sun will go away. In fact, as I'm saying that, it's dimming down. But there we go. So yeah, rest. Right. So this episode was not just inspired by the fact that I have been forced to rest for the last 4 days or whatever, which is not my favourite thing. Not just resting, but being forced to. I am so stubborn. I'm like, no, I will continue. And then arguably it gets worse. So anyway, so that's part of the reason I wanted to talk about this. And again, I'm kind of not... This isn't me going, this is how I rest. This episode is going to be, this is how I don't rest and how I am fighting with myself constantly. And then this is more, in fact, this episode should be called an exploration of rest because I don't know how to do it. And any ideas, please do shoot me a message because every little helps, as is it Tesco says that? Yeah. So it's not just been inspired by that, but also because Matt Lacey reached out and said, can you talk about, you know, actually taking a day off or a week off, like, and resting? And I just thought, well, I'm clearly not the only person that struggles with this, which, as you know, if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, I just want everyone to realise the points of connection that we all have. And as it turns out, rest is one of them. Now, I think I'm sort of thinking about this and a lot. And as I do, you know what I'm like. And I think it sort of comes from a very base level thing of, and I can only talk about my background, right? So I knew I wanted to be a professional drummer since I was 14. And what that meant was I had to have a huge amount of self-motivation, proactiveness. I knew that if I wasn't doing something, it would lessen my chances of me being able to do what I wanted to do for a living. So therefore, it was a constant fight. That's what it felt like. It still feels like that now, to be honest. A constant fight to find a way. And unfortunately, what comes with that is, for all of its benefits, of which there are many, and I'm going to talk about this another time, this idea of there, like, everything in life having a yin and a yang to it, or like everything in life being a double-edged sword, I think is such a fascinating thing, because you often only hear one side of situations, and I think it's really interesting. But anyway, aside from the benefits that come from having that attitude, what also comes is this idea of a lot of guilt, of not feeling like you're doing enough. The fact that, you know, as I say, if I wasn't doing something to forward my career, whether that were practicing, playing, going out to gigs, meeting people, playing gigs, meeting even more people, just getting experience, going to auditions, you know, reading extensive amounts of interviews and books to work out what I should be doing, talking to other musicians, picking their brains, reaching out to people, you know, all these things. And never did I factor in this idea of rest. And I think when you're younger, you can kind of get away with it a lot more. As I'm growing older, I'm not saying that I'm old, but I am saying that as I grow older, I realise that, you know, rest should be a, like, do you know what it is? I'm allowed to rest. Again, this episode is very much going to be me exploring this idea, and there's going to be a lot of me talking to myself, right? I am allowed to rest. In fact, not even allowed to. I need to. And I will say, over the last, how long has it been? Maybe year, 2 years. I've actively tried to take at least one day off a week from like anything drum related. And when I say that, I mean, you know, whether that's physically playing, whether that's recording, whether that's doing mentoring, or whether that's doing interviews, you know, anything going to gigs, anything surrounding what I deem to be my role as a drummer, of which the more I do it, like social media, the more I do it, the more I realize that actually my scope is so much larger than just the drums. I'm sort of realizing this, but I always try to take just one day off from that, so do nothing related to drumming a week, which I think I've been pretty good at. But inevitably, anyway, I got caught with this bug. It's so annoying, and I've tried to fight against it and carry on working. It didn't work, so I ended up just being like literally knocked out for a couple of days, and then yesterday and the day before I allowed myself to do some cooking instead, which definitely heals me. Definitely. I made some Cornish pasties, I made a beef casserole, I made some cookies, I made some roast chicken, like some meal preppy type stuff. I had a whale of a time. I know that probably doesn't sound like fun to a lot of people. That is my idea of like an ideal weekend. It was so lovely. I was just listening to my podcast. I was just having the time of my life, but I also was still feeling pretty sick, which was so annoying. So anyway, in terms of this idea of rest and stuff, like I say, I'm no good at it. Again, I'm just going to run you through like a few different trains of thought that I've had about this, because I kind of went on a walk and I was musing on it, just going, you know, what can I say about this subject other than I don't know how to do it? It's one of my weaknesses in life. And I started thinking about, so where do I start? I have always thought of myself as a very tired person. This is probably going to sound strange. Like, I have always historically felt tired. When someone, say I see someone and they say, how are you? My reaction would be, yeah, I'm good, I'm tired. And I wonder if I have been telling myself that story for a long time. So actually, I've been a lot more tired than I've actually been. Sorry, no, I've been less tired than I have actually been, but because I've been telling myself that, I've been acting in a tired way. And what I mean by that is, so again, this isn't even really related to rest, but it kind of is in a very tentative way. I'm great. I'm at my best when I have got a list of things to do and I get them done and my day is productive and I get loads done, and that is when I'm elated. I feel fantastic at the end of a day like that. However, if I tell myself, say I do three things, and then I stop for a rest, in inverted commas, my brain starts telling me, oh, you've done a lot of stuff, you must be tired. And then my brain starts looking for reasons that, yeah, that must be right. And that makes me, like, when I stop, I really stop, to the point that sometimes it's like the rest of the day can be a write-off. So, and it brings me to this, it's this amazing, amazing theory, I think, that I guess it's a theory that I happened across. I think it's from my OU course. I can't even remember. But basically, hold on, I have it written down in front of me because I wanted to make sure I got it right. So apparently, our brains work with hypotheses and then try to find evidence to back that hypothesis up. I think this is one of the most profound things I've ever read. One of. I've read many profound things. But this idea of like, you find an idea about anything really, and then you will search for ways to back that up to make it true. And I wonder if when I give myself time to think, because I've spent my life saying, I'm tired. I'm a tired person. I am someone who does not have a lot of energy, or I burn myself out. All these kind of narratives, which are so embedded in me, I feel like I'm going to have to actively fight against them. I am very good at them finding evidence, because that's just how brains in general are wired. So the beauty of me having a jam-packed day is that I don't give myself a moment to start telling myself, oh, you should rest because you're tired. And then I'm flat out, like not flat out working, flat out on a couch or whatever, and just go, oh yes, I must be tired. Again, like I say, this is kind of just a stream of consciousness exploration, if you like. But I just think it's a really interesting idea. Now, I'm not saying that I don't need rest. I do. I'm human. We're all human. But I think that it's not that I need less rest than I think. It's that my... because of this identity of being a tired person, what it means is when I'm working, I work so hard and so intensely that it does take energy out of me. It does. Again, I'm not convinced that it takes out as much as I think it does. I think it might be just what I'm telling myself. But I was speaking to a friend the other day, and he is full of energy, like all the time. To be fair, he is an athlete, so we'll give him that. And my sister's the same, actually. My sister is exactly the same. Again, she is also an athlete, but there's that. And I was saying to him, like, how, because knowing, like, he would say, oh yeah, I've only slept for like 4 hours, but I'm doing this, and I've done this, and this. And I'm like, how are you doing that? How are you actually not only running on that little sleep and doing all these things, but you've got more things to do, and you do not seem fazed by it one bit. And he was saying, well, I just focus on putting one foot in front of the other, like one step at a time kind of sketch. And I was like, I mean, yeah, actually, that kind of makes sense for me as well. As long as I'm concentrating on the thing that I'm doing and the next thing, then I'm kind of okay. Like, as long as I'm keeping in motion. I have a thing about momentum generally, and that's not just like in life. I think in career, it's very important to always have momentum in whatever area that you're in. I think stopping is, well, let me think about how I phrase this. I have a fear of stopping because I have a fear that I will lose momentum and that will be the end of my career, that will be the end of my growth, that will be the end of whatever. So momentum, I think, is important. However, like I say, I think my brain, if I stop in the middle of the day, it doesn't just focus on the next step, it focuses on all the things left to do that day, which feels overwhelming, and arguably may bring with it a sense of slight tiredness, which I think is fair. But as soon as that feeling hits, I can even feel myself like feeling it ever so slightly right now, that tiredness, and then my brain going, yeah, you must be tired. Yeah, you must be really tired. You know what? You should just forget about the rest of today. You know what? Yeah, you should just go lie down for a bit. Just go and, you know, listen to a podcast for a bit. Just go watch a bit of TV for a bit. And then by the time I do that, it's kind of like curtains for me. It's like, oh yeah, you're right, I'm tired. We'll just pick this up tomorrow. And it's not to say, like I said, I get a lot of stuff done in the short amount of time that I give myself. And I kind of, it's because I know that I'm wired that way. Well, I say I know, I think I'm wired that way. So I have to trick myself into doing most of my work very first thing before I can kind of start questioning myself, if that makes sense. But I love this idea of just focusing on putting one foot in front of the other, and also not giving myself a chance to stop and go, oh, you must be tired. So, but like I say, in saying that, I'm not saying that rest is a bad thing, and I'm very against this kind of this grind culture that's going on at the moment. Like, it's Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. Not everyone's built the same, and I think everyone has a way that they need to do things, and rest is a really important thing. Like, I'm thinking of a very particular influencer who is very interesting and very good, and I got a lot of stuff from what they talk about, but there is this kind of grind culture of like working 20 hours a day and like, oh yeah, but sleep and rest, very important, she says, as the person who's also really rubbish at resting. However, like I say, I kind of know how my brain works. So there's a number of things that I'm putting in place, and I have been putting in place aside from the last 4 days, which, as I say, I'm pretty sure was just literally, I'm trying to just say to myself, look, you're human. It was a flu or cold bug. It's okay that you took 4 days off. It's okay, you're human. Even though I'm like, but no, I should not be getting sick because I'm very healthy and blah, 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 blah. Boring, boring, boring. Again, useful things to tell myself because it makes me eat well and stuff. Excuse me. It's almost my body trying to rebel against what I'm saying. So... I can't even remember what I was saying now. That's awesome. That's really good. Yeah, I'm trying to put stuff into place, basically. And as I say, I do try and take one day off. And by off, maybe I should rephrase that. One day for myself to do whatever I want. Some, you know, like fun stuff. And to me, fun stuff is... It's going to sound really sad. It's usually stuff by myself, very isolated, lots of quiet, lots of cooking, lots of eating, and doing stuff like that. Going for walks, like that's, I love it. Silence. Oh, it's beautiful. I know, ironic, you're listening to me chat on and on and on, and I'm saying that I like silence. So doing that, I think, has really, really helped me. So I'm going to continue to do that. And then I read this book, and I know that's like my catchphrase. So I read this book, right? And I'm going to tell you about it. I read this book, and it's called The 12-Week Year. And I thought about this book when Matt Lacey was saying, like, how do you allow yourself to take a day or a week off? And sorry, you can hear my wheezing. This book is this idea that you kind of... in terms of work, you, and this is more sort of project work, so it's sort of aiming towards a goal over a period of 12 weeks, which represent a year. It's, yeah, the 12-week year. And it's about, whose law is it that the work expands to the time that you allow it for it? Is it Parkinson's law, maybe? Yeah, anyway, that's the law, and it kind of makes you really be focused on a goal, be really productive, and just don't let things sort of hang over. But part of this thing, sorry, I'm gonna have to wrap this up soon, because otherwise it's gonna become a coughing podcast. So it's this idea that at the end of every 12 weeks, you take a week to just relax. And I really like that idea. It's something that I've loosely been implementing for the last couple of years. I arguably have actually lost sight of that recently. That's partly because there's a whole ton of stuff going on in my personal life, if you like, so it's kind of thrown everything in the air. But I really like this idea. I like the idea that every 3 months you kind of just take a week, you rest, you reassess, you know, you just do whatever the hell you want, basically. I really, really like that, so I think I'm going to start implementing that as well. And then the other thing was just this idea of, again, I feel like this is a podcast of sayings. You know that saying, a change is as good as a rest? I also think there's something in that, because basically I find myself getting run down when I focus too much on one area of my life. Now, again, with everything, as with everything, there are great benefits to this, and I would say that the majority, like, my career has been made because of my ability to focus purely on my career. Like, I'd say 95% of my energy, my time, everything in my life on my career, and that was from, you know, age, well, I didn't have a career at 11, but drums, from 11 and then up until probably, I don't even know, maybe 6-7 years ago. So, like, being able to dedicate that amount of time and energy into my drums is the reason that I've had a career. However, with that came so much burnout, like an exhaustion, and constantly, like, I was in a constant state of exhaustion, let's face it, I was. But this idea of a change being as good as a rest, I think there's something in that, because since I became more purposeful with where I do direct my attention and having some sort of balance, of which, like I say, I'm still working on it. I think it's going to be a lifelong thing, and I think it depends on what's happening at the time, probably at the time of year as well. So yeah, I think that that's a really good way to view it, rather than rest. To me, rest equals stop, and stop equals scary. So I don't like that. I need active rest. And for me, that happens to be at the moment, like I say, cooking, always has been, probably always will be, I hope. That would be awesome. I've actually, boxing, I know that probably doesn't sound like rest, but it's fun. So that's kind of a different change, rest, slash, it's also good for exercise, slash, it's also really good for socializing. This is another thing that I have. If I can work out activities that will serve multiple areas of my life to give me balance, I'm more likely to do it. So boxing is one of them, because it does tick a lot of boxes for me, a lot of boxes. Like I say, cooking kind of just ticks the box of being really nice and eating really nice food. And then obviously sleep and socializing and having fun, and then work as well, obviously. As I say, I'm still very much weighted on the work side of stuff, 100%. And I find it really interesting, actually, because I don't know whether you have this too, but the sort of people that I find that I happen across that are exceptional at what they do, and whether that's music or whether that's art or whether that's, I don't know, whatever it is, doesn't matter. I find, and this isn't true for everyone, but I do find there's a common thread that other aspects of their life are definitely neglected. And as I say, I would definitely put myself in that category. I'm not saying that I'm exceptional at what I do, not even slightly. In my head, I'm barely passable, but I make a living. I'm very proud of that. I'm very grateful for that. But I'm definitely trying to get more of a human balance to my life. And with that is rest. So this is my swan song to myself. Emily, please rest. Learn to rest. As I say, will I crack it? I don't know. Maybe I won't. But yeah, if you guys have any ideas of good ways to rest, is active resting a thing? I want to pretend like it is, because as I say, when I properly stop, I never feel great. I always feel uncomfortable, but maybe that's something in itself. Maybe I just need to learn to get comfortable with being uncomfortable with learning to stop and actually rest. Well, that was a pointless episode, wasn't it? Well, maybe not pointless, but hopefully you can relate in some way. I'm now not going to rest, not just yet. Again, my body is literally reacting to what I'm saying. I am not going to rest. I am now going to edit this episode real quick. And then I've got a mentoring session with the lovely Louis. Shout out to Louis if you are listening right now. And then I will rest. I will stop and I will allow myself to go, maybe you're tired. And hopefully by then it will be like 5 or 6 p.m. So to me, that's possible. It's terrible. All these rules that I put in on myself, they're crazy, but makes me who I am, I guess. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to go. I'm going to love you. I'm going to leave you. I apologize for all the coffee, but I hope that you're keeping well. If you enjoyed this episode, then please do feel free to like, share and subscribe. Also, let the people know that you're sharing with. I don't usually cough this much on an episode, and I'm not usually this wayward. Let's face it, yes, I am. Anyway, and if you'd like to go the extra mile, then you can now subscribe on Patreon. So if you go to patreon.com/EmilyDrums, patreon.com/EmilyDrums, I'm going to be doing a Christmas hang over there. You know, literally, I need to work it out in a couple of maybe next week. Yeah. So if you want to join me on that, then sign up ASAP, and you can come hang out. I'll just be chatting. I might have a whiskey on the go. You know, we can just chat about whatever you guys fancy, basically, and just hang and be all festive together. But yes, anyway, I hope you have a lovely day. And please look after yourself. I know it's ironic, it's coming from me to you, but actually I should be saying it to me too. Yes, yes, yes. I will look after myself. I will get a fairly early night tonight because I've got boxing tomorrow. Yeah, I can't wait. I missed two sessions last week and I don't feel good about it. But it was the right thing, but I still don't feel good about it. Anyway, I'm gonna go. I will speak to you soon. And yes, I will see you next time for another subject. All right, see you later. Bye. It's a